the nervous system. Science cannot prove God, but there are scientific reasons why God exists, or scientific proofs for God's existence. Prayer is stress relief. Prayer is an antidepressant. Prayer is a crossover from spirituality to physicality. Prayer is spiritual scientific, spiritual philosophical, spiritual tangible, spiritual physiological. There is a maxim in the Bible that reads, "The Word became flesh and made its appearance amongst us." This is the same phenomenon that occurs when you pray. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person avails much or reveals a lot. It is dynamic or powerful in its effects. James chapter 5 and verse 16. Our hormonal or natural and nervous imbalances are just a proof that God was right and that the sinful nature must die, not the justification for our continuation in that nature. Our lack of control of our own nervous system is indicative of the lack of control of our sinful nature. If we do not find a way to put it under some sort of control of a super or superior management system, it will systematically but eventually give up and you will die. Your very heart attacks, strokes, palpitations, seizures, heart problems, and other medical conditions can be fatal. All these are as a result of a failed or failing nervous system information center. The human being is in control only to a certain degree. There are other internal constituencies or agencies or members of our makeup that are totally out of our control and our reach, even though they reside within us. These organs and systems, however, have the greatest risk of controlling involuntary activities in us, which invariably submit our death dates or our dates with death. In fact, one of these systems or failure of one of them is invariably the causation of our death. I then do not understand why we do not and cannot see the value of a God. For the very simple reason, as someone needs to have overriding control or governance of the systems that you don't. Systems that do not and would not and cannot always respond to you. Even being a very normal part of your makeup. Therefore, when we pray, we are really only soliciting the intervention of this overrider of systems, this superior control center or command center to whom everything must respond. Hebrews 4 and 12 says that everything is naked and open before him of whom we all have to do. Oh, we can't do without. The human nervous system or involuntary system is the explanation and not the justification for our sinful nature. This nature needs to be managed or put under control. This man must die. Prayer is the means by which you hand your sinful or involuntary nature to God to manage for you. You first acknowledge its existence and your incapacities or incapabilities and vulnerabilities. Then you set it up on a course for the cross. Prayer conditions your hormonal systems, your nervous systems, your whole being to manage stress. Stress kills people eventually. The date is dependent on who's in control of your nervous system. Hebrews 4:12. God means what he says. God says, what God says goes. His powerful words is sharp as a surgeon's scalpel, cutting through everything. whether doubt or defense, laying us open to listen and obey. Nothing and no one is impervious to God's word. We can't get away from it, no matter what. Amen.